And Sheila Brummer comes into work early today, sitting down. Hey there, Sheila.
Hi.
Nice to have you in for today's edition of Cultural Continuum. We are, of course, running down a list of... We're not running down the list. I always say that, but we're not running down.
Yeah, who
down.
Wants
we're,
to run? I'm too lazy.
We're building it up. We're building up a list of things that you can do in Siouxland and the Lakes area this weekend and into the next... early part of next week, actually all next week. We've got a couple of county fairs. One of them is right here in Woodbury County. If you're listening in Sioux City or Merrill, Woodbury County Fair is through Sunday at the Woodbury County Fairgrounds in Mauville, actually. Entertainment for this year's fair includes bull riding, tractor pulls, 4-H shows, FFA shows. Also performing at the Woodbury County Fair this year, Jason Pritchett, Matt's Family Jam, and lots more. You can find all that information on the Woodbury County Fair website, which is, Sheila?
The website is woodburycountyfair.com.
I only did that because I saw you turn the page.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
We have another county fair.
Yes, we do. And this one is the Dakota Thurston County Fair. And it is returned now until Sunday, this Sunday, August 4th in South Sioux City. And events for this fair include dueling pianos.
Oh.
Yeah. Tractor pulls.
Hey, they had that one at Woodbury.
Yes. I think you'll like this next event. This is beer and wine tasting.
I like that.
Yes. Junkapalooza.
That's interesting.
A community barbecue and much more.
Okay.
And go to Dakota Thurston County Fair. com for more information.
Vanguard Arts has a blues show coming up tonight. It's the Black Ties, Sean Davis and the Black Ties. So it's Sean Davis and his band, which is called the Black Ties. That'll be tonight. Gets underway at 8 o'clock. Kind of a known for their raw emotional stylings of psychedelic blues and roots rock. They have played over 300 shows throughout the country. You can find out more by going to vanguardarts.com. Always popular blues shows at Vanguard Arts.
And you usually like to go, right, Steve?
When I can, yes.
Right in the front row.
Well, usually
front
I get
chairs.
There. Usually I get there late and I have to settle for standing in the back, but
there you go. Well, South Sioux City's new stage players are hosting Disney's Newsies now through August 4th. And Newsies, they tells the story of Jack, who rallies other Newsies throughout the city to strike against unfair conditions. I know there was a musical years ago from Disney
right.
for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for more information, I think it was a musical, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Go to newstageplayers.com for more information on Newsies.
And Okoboji Summer Theater, they are in the middle of a run of Living on Love, and that will be on stage through Sunday the 4th, when a demanding diva discovers her larger-than-life maestro husband has become enamored with a young lady hired to ghostwrite his mostly fictional autobiography. She hires a young scribe of her own. Go to Okoboji Summer Theater to find out more.
That sounds great. And Makerspace is just an amazing place just off of Hamilton in Sioux City. And Makerspace Sioux City is actually hosting a couple of workshops on Saturday. They're doing a stocking ornament knitting class.
I guess some people are slow knitters. So you want to get started early.
Yes, that's true. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. So it's pretty early this Saturday. And this class will teach people how to knit their very own stocking from a pattern, getting ready for Christmas maybe. Mm-hmm. Students will need to have, though, a 40-inch circular needle in any size from 0 to 3. And you can get more information by going to makerspacesiouxcity.org. And then there's another thing going on in the afternoon. If you like cake and you like to decorate cakes, or maybe you want to learn how to make a cake and at least decorate it anyway, Makerspace Sioux City is hosting a cake decorating class starting at 1 o'clock. And this class will cover topics such as icing mixtures, coloring, icing application techniques, and actually making designs using different kinds of tools. Again, go to the website makerspacesiouxcity.org to find out more.
You ever see The Cake Boss?
I have watched some
that
of those.
That guy does amazing stuff.
Oh, you know what show I love is Nailed It. Have you watched it? It's on Netflix.
Okay.
And they give people, oh gosh, they tell them to make cakes that are just elaborate. And then they give them like an hour to do it. So they're going to fail. Because even if you were a baker, you couldn't make the challenge.
Right.
And they're horrible. Like maybe they taste good. And sometimes they don't even taste good. They screw up the ingredients. Yeah. And it's great. And yeah. And my six-year-old loves that show. We've even tried to do some of our own Nailed It things at home. So more like throw it.
Excellent.
Away.
Sioux City Native African Christian Fellowship is holding their fifth annual African Night. That'll be tomorrow. It's actually not a night because they start it earlier on the day. It starts at 2 o'clock. It's at the First United Methodist Church. Events include a parade of African nations. There's an exhibition of African artifacts, a fashion parade, and lots more. Again, the Sioux City Native African Christian Fellowship's fifth annual African Night that gets underway tomorrow afternoon at 2.
And if you're up the Iowa Great Lakes area, the blues guitarist Samantha Fish will be performing Saturday night at 7:30 at Preservation Plaza in Arnold's Park. After launching her career a decade ago, she has established herself as a rising star in contemporary blues. Do you know this artist at all, Samantha Fish?
She is phenomenal. I remember when she started out and she wasn't very good, and then she's just gotten really, really good over the past 5-6 years. She's gotten amazing. We're going to wrap up our show tonight, our show this morning, if you want to hear Samantha Fish.
Oh, that's great. So. And then go to arnoldspark.com for more. And they also had the brand new roof garden, too, that's going to be doing shows as well pretty soon.
That's not open quite yet,
But it's, yeah, they have a show. I think, is it, I can't remember, is it Tommy James and the Shandells?
Oh, Shandells, yeah.
And that's already sold out. So, yeah, they already have quite a few people interested in the roof garden renovation.
Good on them. Back up kind of in that area, Pearson Lakes Art Center in Okoboji is hosting Second City Greatest Hits Volume 59. It's always nice. Second City comes to the Pearson Lakes Art Center every summer, and they'll be here on Saturday night, 8 o'clock. It's a new generation of comedy superstars adding their spin to the legendary comedy group's Greatest Hits. So many great comedians of our nation's comedy au revoir have graduated from Second City.
Fancy words there.
It was. I don't think I pronounced it right, but that's okay.
Well, Movies in the Park will continue this Saturday night at 9 o'clock when it gets dark, of course, at the Grandview Bandshell. They're doing a screening of Mary Poppins Returns. Decades after her original visit, the magical nanny returns to help the Banks siblings through a difficult time. I haven't watched this one yet. Hmm. The old Mary Poppins, of course, with Julie Andrews is fabulous.
You've got a chance. It's tomorrow night.
That's true.
Wayne State College is hosting a film and discussion night Tuesday beginning at 7 at the College Center in South Sioux City. So it's a Wayne State event, but it's happening in South Sioux. Dr. Mike White will be there presenting a screening and lead discussion on the 2003 Academy Award-winning film Lost in Translation. Scarlett Johansson's breakout movie, Bill Murray, was in that one too, of course. Again, that's coming up at College Center in South Sioux City on Tuesday.
And the Okoboji Summer Theater, they're going to start a new show this Tuesday, August 6th, and it'll run through Sunday, August 11th. And of course, they are doing Mamma Mia, and they're closing their series this summer with the show Mamma Mia. Of course, Mamma Mia is a mother, a daughter, and three possible daddies. Hmm. And of course, the music of ABBA. And it's a trip down the aisle that no one will ever forget.
And Orange City Arts is presenting White Sidewalls on Wednesday night. That'll be at 7 o'clock at Windmill Park in Orange City, featuring five singers with multiple instruments. Group plays a tribute to the early rock and roll of the 50s and 60s, sort of Sha-na-na-esque, perhaps. Go to orangecityarts.net for more.
And then we have, I think, one more event to tell everybody about.
Yep.
The Sioux City Public Museum is presenting a tour of Bandits and Heroes. It's an exhibit that opens Thursday, August 8th, starting at noon. And the curator of history, Matt Anderson, will give additional insight behind the exhibit that is new at the Sioux City Public Museum. And for more information, go to SiouxCityMuseum.org.
And that'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Tune in again next time around. It's Friday mornings at 7:50, and you can catch it online on our podcast at kwyt.org. I want to say thank you and wish you a good morning on behalf of my co-host, Sheila Brummer, and executive producer Dylan Ferguson. I'm Steve Smith, and leaving you with Samantha Fish. Opportunity.